Lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am here in the heart of the Bermuda Triangle, Puerto Rico, at the Bermuda Triangle base, manning the flagship in Asheville, land of the sky, at News Radio 570 WWNC. We have producer Sam the Animal Steele, along with investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Miss Wright, tell us, what the heck has been happening lately at Wright's Coin Shop?
It's been very, very busy. We've been buying. We've been selling. We have so many collector coins. We are furiously putting them out so that everyone can see all of the new stuff. And we have complete sets of things. You just can't come in and not see a bunch of new stuff sitting around everywhere. It's like Christmas every day.
And so how are the prices of gold and silver going right now?
They're pretty steady. They're very reasonable right now. It's still an incredibly good time to buy. So if you have any extra money to put towards gold or silver or even collector coins, do it now. It's just a wonderful time.
If somebody comes in and wants to buy one silver eagle, can they do that for less than $30, or what's the price range?
Yeah, they could do that. They could.
Nice. See, that's the thing. If you've got $30 in your wallet, that's paper money that may or may not retain its value. If you take that money into Wright's Coin Shop and you walk out with just one silver coin, we know, historically, that is going to only increase in value. It's certainly going to hold its value, and that's why so many people are doing it, and that's why we say you can take your money and turn it into more money at Wright's Coin Shop, because really what you're doing is taking your money and turning it into real money. And you agree with that, I'm sure, Shelley.
Oh, definitely. I put my money where my mouth is. When I buy silver, I put back silver eagles for myself. So I'm not just telling you, oh, do this, because I'm making money off of it. I don't even work on commission. It's just the right thing to do. It's a good thing, good sound thing to do, and I do it myself. So I'm not going to steer you wrong. Not at all. Just come on in, ask me your questions, and we'll figure out what is the best thing for you for whatever your situation is.
Now, you can find more information, a map, even a photograph of Miss Shelley Wright at the counter if you go to WrightsCoinShop.com. That's WRIGHTS. There's a link at speakingofstrange.com, and if somebody wants to call you, or just if they're local and they want to drive there and see you, how can they find Wright's Coin Shop, Shelley?
They can call me at 828-298-5402, or come on by the coin shop at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville. And Sweeten Creek Road is also U.S. 25A.
Now, mind you, Sweeten Creek Road is near the Biltmore Estate, so it's easy to find, 1271. And wherever you are in the world, it's fine to just call up and have a conversation with Shelley Wright and the staff there. Write this number down, 828-298-5402. Again, that's 828-298-5402. And if you want to know what kind of reception you will get, well, just keep this in mind. Rice Coin Shop sponsors this show. So what more do you need to know about the type of environment that you are going to be dealing with, right?
Exactly.
So Shelley, let me ask you this. Do you enjoy looking at naked men?
You know, it is men that are the more visual creatures.
Mm-hmm. Is that a no?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I can enjoy certain things, you know.
So that one of Burt Reynolds on the bearskin rug didn't...
Ew. No. Uh-uh.
It kind of reminds me of the line from Airplane. You ever see a grown man naked?
Joey?
Yeah. So when you do happen to see a grown man naked, Shelley.
Right.
Is the tallywhacker kind of like a tractor beam that your eyes immediately go to? Or what is the neurological process that happens when you are face-to-face with this?
Oh, goodness, how shall I say this in the dark 30 hour? I suppose... It depends on just how quickly and fervently it waves at me.
Fervently. She said fervently.
Fervently.
Oh, I think I see what you mean here. So a waving tallywhacker draws more attention.
It's like the old parable, a waving tallywhacker.
I think that's somewhere in the Bible, isn't it?
Yes. I believe so.
Okay, how about this scenario? From Farmington, Utah, it says a 76-year-old man is in trouble there because he has been sunbathing nude in his backyard, which happens to be next to a church parking lot. And he has pleaded not guilty to these counts of lewdness. Court documents show a police officer called to his house could see the man from the church parking lot. There's just a chain link fence there, no privacy slats. And when confronted, this naked man told the officer, "It's my property. I can do whatever the hell I want to. It's a free country."
Yeah, what are the odds? Well, like in Utah, he's got that much acreage and he's right next to a church parking lot?
Yeah. Well, first thing, God is going to give him a really bad sunburn there.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. I mean, you hear stories about, you know, women sunbathing nude all the time, but as a guy who recently got over a really bad sunburn, I think I'd rather keep, you know, my family jewels as well shielded as possible.
Yeah.
You, on the other hand, Shelley, I mean, you're a lady. I'm sure you've done a little nude sunbathing.
Why, yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. And how did that turn out? Were you next to a church when you did this?
No. Somehow being naked and being next to a church just don't quite do it for me.
Shelley Wright sunbathes nude in graveyards.
She moonbathes.
I moonbathe.
Well, you know, I find it interesting that, you know, you have all these nude beaches, and goodness knows I've spent plenty of time in the tropics and on beaches. I've still never been to a nude beach, but I don't quite understand the nude beach concept in terms of men. I mean, I know it probably feels great to just let the breeze blow through and et cetera, but... yeah, that's a very tender part of the body, and I guess, now, Shelley, how do you, when you are sunbathing nude, do you presume that your whole body is going to just be affected equally by the sun, or is there, you know, a part that's more or less sensitive to the radiation?
Well, obviously, the parts that you keep covered up most of the time are going to be most sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
I had a bad, was it a tanning bed episode?
Oh.
I'd never been before, you know, and I completely was like, oh, I could do like 15 minutes. Don't do 15 minutes your first time if you're like pale, like myself. I took a washcloth, a little rag. Well, actually a huge rag. But my buttocks looked like a tomato that somebody drew white out down the middle. And I had to fly to Boston the next day. Luckily, there was no, like, you know, thing about liquids at the time. So I had, like, a huge jug of aloe with me. Oh, man, it was awful.
You know, the thing, though, about aloe, it's sticky. And if you've got a sunburn and you it's just sticky.
Yeah,
it is. And the sticky hurts.
Well, one thing that might even be a little bit more scary is what a 69-year-old man in Massachusetts was charged with. It was open and gross lewdness because he was doing yard work completely naked. It said he had a leaf blower.
Oh.
What was he blowing leaves with?
Once again, they always bring children into these stories. Oh, neighbors had to bring their children inside and call the police. It says when authorities showed up, several motorists were slowing down to take pictures.
That's a big leaf blower.
I'm sorry.
Please tell us your thoughts on this.
It's just always a bad idea to have the naughty bits out, wiggling in the open air. When you've got any kind of thing
power tool.
Yes, power tool. Anything you're going to use for gardening, and I mean, who knows what the heck's going to happen with that leaf blower.
Exactly. When you're running around with, you know, hedge clippers and lawnmowers and leaf blowers, you'd think you would want to protect that area.
But accidents happen.
Police say when they showed up, the guy was drunk and belligerent, and guess what he said? He said, "It's a free country." That's the attitude. And he could blow his leaves dressed or undressed any damn way he wanted to.
Just like our framers.
And he told the police to get off his lawn and leave him alone or he was going to call the police.
Classic.
Yeah. So, you know, there is a very interesting, I guess that's what judges are for. You know, judges have to determine if this is good or bad.
Good
but,
naked and bad naked.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on our first break, and when we come back, here's a story from Michigan I'm going to read to you about a 78-year-old woman who hid something in her girdle and bra. And the funny thing is, most people could possibly relate to this. I mean, I read this story and I thought to myself, you know, there's a chance that I could one day somehow or another be in her shoes. So what would you do? And then we're also going to talk a little bit about one of my all-time favorites, Anthony Weiner. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing. dark night.
Yes, the dark 30 hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange, show where the unusual becomes usual, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you'll find a link at wrightscoinshop.com. Actually, you'll find the website there. You'll find a link at speakingofstrange.com, as well as a link to Christopher's Computers. And as you know, if you've listened to this show for a while, we bring this program to you thanks in part to an actual computer from Christopher's Computers.
Gilded in gold.
Absolutely. And therefore, if you have any computer issue, if you need a new computer, there's a virus, an update, if you're intimidated by computer people, well, Christopher is a personal friend of mine. He's a friend also of Sam's and various, like Ivan there. He's a great friend of both of ours. Listen, folks, just go to ChristophersComputers.com or call them 828-670-9800. Again, that's 828-670-9800. And just alleviate your stress. Tell them that you listen to Speaking of Strange with Joshua Warren, and they'll treat you right. Okay? So here's a story from Romulus, Michigan. A 78-year-old woman tried to fly on an international trip from Detroit with almost $41,000 in cash hidden inside her girdle, bra, and carry-on. And you may or may not know this, but federal law requires travelers to declare if they're carrying more than $10,000.
That's going out or in?
Regardless of how okay. you're traveling.
I'm yeah. Okay.
And the woman had she claimed that she had recently sold her home for $120,000 and wired some money to the Philippines where she was traveling and had planned to carry a portion of the money with her. But, you know, the reason I say this can affect anybody is that I know a lady who was here in Puerto Rico, went to a casino and won $35,000, and they gave it to her in cash. And she just had to fly from Puerto Rico back to her home in the States and was concerned about, you know, how she should do this and called some friends and they gave her advice. And basically she bought a bunch of just crap at gift shops like teddy bears and stuff and cut them open and just stuffed them full of cash and smuggled this money in just like that it was drugs. And I've always thought, wow, you know, what would I do if I were in a situation where I won a bunch of money at a casino and had to bring it back in? I'm not clear about this because they say you have to declare it. So what does that mean? Does that mean if you declare it, it's okay, or are they going to prevent you from doing it? I don't know, but according to this story from the Huffington Post, the government there is complaining that it wants to keep her money.
Yeah, they can do something like that. I guess as far as declaring it, it's if it's over $10,000, if I'm correct, you declare it at customs, and then you would get taxed on it. I don't know why she wouldn't just get that in a check form.
Well, I would probably have a bank account that I opened, and I would probably wire that money to my real, you know, the bank account, wherever it is that I live.
Also a good plan, Shelley.
Thank you. I have to think of these things, you know, with what I do at work.
Well, I miss the good old days of radio comedy when Anthony Weiner was in the middle of his scandal.
Yeah.
The jokes were just too easy, you know. It was just I'm such a fan of the Anthony Weiner days that I still sometimes try to spring an Anthony Weiner joke on people, and it kind of works, but not as much, which is sad because I remember, you know, when that happened with him, congressman who is accidentally tweeted, you know, a picture of his junk. And I saw the photograph, which I can only describe as a towering stalk of democracy.
Wow.
And yet that guy, he's got an iron will. He just won't go away. Now Anthony Weiner is going to open a restaurant in Queens. And obviously you would think, well, he apparently is going to serve wieners, right?
Frankfurters.
Yeah, apparently, no, he says that he's going to serve just quality, sustainable, nutritious food. There's going to be apparently soup involved. Okay, I'm not sure exactly how all this is going to work out.
Lettuce. Sounds really exciting.
But he not only, you know, went through the whole scandal with showing his wiener, but also a second sexting scandal where he was engaging in explicit conversation under the name Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
Yeah.
Your neighbor in Puerto Rico.
Could very well be. But it's just. It's just amazing how that you know you can have these people who make it that far in life who are voted into office in a big way, and then they just can't get away from that part of their body. Okay, here's a story from Oklahoma. Don't worry about forgetting your homework. This teacher forgot her pants.
Whoops.
Yeah. 49-year-old female Oklahoma teacher came on her first day of work to the high school, and she was drunk and without pants. The police chief says, quote, she was found in a room kind of disoriented, walking around in her underwear, end quote. Man, I would have loved to have been a student that day, huh? You know, these are the future little, speaking of strange, dark 30 kids, you know, that they're the ones, when I'm an old gray-haired man, you know, sitting there with a pipe and a cane talking about the old days, these will be the kids who are like, oh, we are the new generation of the dark 30 because I saw my teacher show up in her panties. So she allegedly admitted to drinking vodka before coming to work and was charged with public intoxication. You know how sometimes maybe you don't have these dreams, but I think it's like a common dream where when you're a kid, you go to school and you're sitting there and you realize you're naked or you're partially clothed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's just me. Can you imagine, honestly, being an adult and you've had a long night, maybe you've just been drinking all night and you're rushing around, you're like, crap, it's time for school, where are my keys, where's my notebook, where's my purse, blah, 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 and you just run out the door, you get in the car, you pull in, you're like thinking, okay, I got this under control. You go into the classroom, you start teaching, and everybody is gasping, and you look down, and you forgot your pants. Somehow I can envision this happening.
I can't.
That's a lot of drinking, man.
That's a lot of drinking. I mean, at the very least, she should have looked to make sure that her shoes matched and then realized, oh, yeah, I need to put some pants on.
Yeah, maybe teaching is not the best profession.
They found her in a room. Pantsless in a nondescript room.
Oh, my goodness. We're already up on another break. We'll listen to this when we come back. Of course, Asheville is famous, as some would say infamous, for the Go Topless rally, where lots of ladies, they go out to Pack Square and they just jiggle their goodies around all day, and it gets some media coverage. There are a lot of men showing up, obviously, taking pictures. It's a great thing to put in your tourism blog. Well, there is a much more controversial and fiery situation happening in Ohio. Because apparently in Ohio, it's also legal to run around topless, but there is a battle, some would say a war, that has broken out now between some ladies there from a strip club and the local church. I'll explain when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor.
Dark 30 Hour. Here's what Dark 30 Hour means. That means, well, we save this content for late at night in Safe Harbor because, well, most of this content, if not all of it, is not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. As far as we know, these are real news stories, and we're just presenting them to you. So tune out. If there's somebody around who's going to be easily offended, you can tune back in next hour when perhaps something a bit more family-friendly may be on. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and tonight's program is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. I also want to tell all of you once again, there is going to be a Wishing Machine webinar number 3 coming up on Monday, August the 18th. It's going to be 9 p.m. East Coast time, and we're doing it a little bit later this time because I got so many emails from people on the West Coast who have said, I want to tune in and participate live, but we're still at work when you do it at 7, so we're going to do this one at 9. And if you don't know what the Wishing Machine is, well, it's easy enough to find out. Go to wishingmachineproject.com. Read all about it. Watch the free video there. Watch some of the other webinars. And if you go to wishingmachineproject.com and click the link there, you'll also be able to find out more about the upcoming Wishing Machine webinar. It's there under the news section. As well as warrenbooksnow.com, which is where you can still get some instant PDFs of some of my most popular works for just $9.95. Here is a story from Warsaw, Ohio. Now, imagine this. There is a strip club there, a gentleman's club, as they call it, that has been the subject of a lot of protesting for years by a nearby church. So this nearby church has been bringing people over to this topless strip club and protesting. You can imagine, you know, the types of signs that they are putting out there. Well, this has become so extreme that the management and all the strippers at this club decided, well, if they like to come over here and protest us all the time, why don't we just go over there and protest their services on Sunday?
Uh-oh.
And that's exactly what they did. They said 30 topless dancers. And now, mind you, it's legal to be topless in Ohio, just like in Asheville. 30 topless dancers and other employees and friends of the Foxtail, showed up at church bearing breasts at churchgoers and even calling out to some they recognized by name as clients.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
There goes Deacon Edwards.
Yeah, exactly. And so it says here, according to one of these topless dancers, quote, the Bible says, if you're with someone and they don't receive your message, brush your feet off and keep it moving. The church needs to go away because they're causing so much of a problem and there's no humility in that, end quote. This has just made things worse, according to the pastor there. He says he's not going anywhere, and he's determined to shut this strip club down. He says, now that they brought their filth to my church, this really means war. He says, quote, I hope that they will realize the foxhole has no he called it the foxhole. Earlier they said foxtail. Whatever. Has no business.
Tail hole.
Same.
In this community, I take it very seriously to confront this evil. And the topless dancers are saying, just love is the answer. Well, the people of the church are saying, you know about lust, but you don't know about love. And, I mean, this thing is just exploding, and I think it's horrible when we have a situation right here in America, in a free country, when you have two nearby establishments that are capable of doing whatever they choose to do in the privacy of their own structures and their own buildings, but they are choosing to go outside of those buildings and confront each other. In my opinion, just based upon what I've read here, the church should do their business in the church and leave the strip club alone, and the strip club should do their business in the strip club and leave the church alone, and that should be it. There should be no conflict. And, in fact, you know, Sam, the radio station where you sit right now is about a baseball's pitch from a church. And at the bottom of the hill there is a topless club. Are they still open?
Was a topless.
Was.
It's gone now.
They're still closed down. That's totally gone now.
Yeah, it's overgrown. They took the awnings down and everything. It's completely desolate and abandoned.
Now it'll be just one of those old legendary stories us old-timers talk about.
Well, over on the rock station I work at, like when we have a winner. We have a winner. So, like, you win concert tickets or whatever, and we'd be like, hey, so do you know how to get to the station? And if people didn't know how to get here, we'd be like, well, you go down Patton, you hang right on Lester, you're going to make a right to Escapades. And they're like, Escapades, what's that? Like, the booby bar. And then you're going to make a left at the church. So, remember, right at the boobs and left at the Lord. And that's how we have given out directions for over a decade now.
And that worked out peacefully
all
that time.
Yeah, and it's right there in a neighborhood, too. Until that whole opium sting operation went down, it was all working so well.
So, you know, that's just my advice for whatever it's worth to these folks in Ohio.
Good. It is good. I mean, that is a perfectly rational, sane advice that you were throwing out there.
Well, thank you very much, and hopefully it will be heeded because otherwise, you know, you just end up with a stalemate. And, you know, just mind your own business, folks.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. Unless you go to Brazil. And in Brazil, they are much more open-minded about things, apparently.
Lots of banana hammocks.
Well, they also have what they call the Miss Bum Bum contest down there.
Googling it.
They say most pageants may judge a woman's beauty at face value, but not this one. The contestants appear wearing masks and are judged in multiple contests to determine who has the nicest bottom. In Brazil, the Miss Bum Bum contest is a nationwide annual undertaking. It says this year they have 27 contestants. This is celebrated all around the country. And the current Miss Bum Bum 2013 is a 25-year-old model with a 42-inch bottom. And she says, quote, it takes a lot of work and a lot of devotion. And she says, you know, I denied myself sweets and went to the gym on Saturdays and Sundays. Now, that's interesting to me. For one thing, they get $22,000 instantly if they become Miss Bum Bum. But now, 42-inch bottom, that seems really large to me. And yet, she's saying she had to, like, deny herself sweets and go to the gym.
It's all about getting that proportion in the right places. You don't want it in the hips, or you like above the hips. You want the flat toned stomach, but with the bell bottom. You know what I'm saying?
We're actually looking.
Yes, Shelly's at my mic now. We are looking at Miss Bum Bum photos.
We are.
Okay.
And they're impressive.
They're beautiful.
They really are.
They're so how would you say shapely? I mean,
very shapely and plump,
all different colors. Yeah, I mean, it's they're hot, man. What's up with Brazil? Why are they so hot down there?
How big of a bum would you say that one? Yeah, exactly that one. That one.
That's probably a 48. I'd say that's a good 48, 49, whatever it takes.
So these are not just, you know, big gross butts.
Oh no, these are beautiful butts.
I mean, these are like hot, but I mean, they got that the junk in the trunk, as the kids would say. They're very good, not plump. They're not BBWs, Josh. No.
Okay, so that should be inspirational then to ladies around the world who.
I'm gonna have to log off this page. I'm sorry. Go to break.
Who may think you have to have those, you know, 24, 34, 24, whatever the measurements are that everybody talks about that models are expected to have these days. But yes, it is. Time for a break, and when we come back, oh goodness, the last two stories that I have saved for the show tonight, and you know, it's the same thing as usual. I got to figure out exactly how to read these in the classiest way possible. One is from the UK, the other is from Missouri. And they both involve the twisted habits of men. This is the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and you're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Oh, snap! Oh, snap! Oh, snap! Oh, snap! Oh, snap! Oh, snap!
Ain't ready for this.
Give me love you long time. All my girls get down on the floor. Back to back, drop it down real loud. I'm such a lady, but I'm dancing like a. Cause you know what, I give up. So here we go.
Start slurring, everybody start looking real
good. Hey, great goose, got your girl feeling loose. Now I'm wishing that I didn't wear these shoes. It's like every time I get up on the do. Paparazzi put my business in the news. And I'm like, get up out my face. Or I turn around and spray it with mace. My lips make you wanna have a taste. You got that? I got the bass.
Hey And we are in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's program brought to you by Right Coin Shop. And also keep in mind, well, it's that time of year when we have a lot of vacations and everybody's having a good time, but also we have storms. We have thunderstorms, we have flooding, we have tornadoes, we have hurricanes. It really sucks to think about it, but that's the reality, and they show up whenever God wants them to. It doesn't matter if it works with your schedule or not, and the least you can do is make sure that you are able to keep your power on and maintain some independence from the grid, and that's why people in every state of the United States have purchased a Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. It is the world's most powerful solar generator for the price, guaranteed. Do your homework, get on the internet, do your own research, and then you'll buy a Sunshine Simple solar generator. Go to sunshinesimple.com to learn about it. Watch the free video there, sunshinesimple.com, and don't wait till you're sitting there in the dark. Do it right now so that you will be comfortable when the power goes down. Not to mention the fact that you can supplement your power bill every day if you use one of these. Again, sunshinesimple.com. All right, Dark 30 Hour. Here we go, my friends. Again, get the kids out of the room and tune out if you're easily offended, because here are the stories I've saved for the end of the show. First one comes from the UK. Headline is, man dies after vibrator gets stuck in rectum.
A UAO?
Probably, Sam. A 50-year-old British man died after that happened to him. He was unemployed and lived with his elderly mother. They rushed him to the hospital after it had been stuck inside him for 5 days.
Oh, man.
For one thing, the guy was diabetic, and he became progressively weaker and was unable to move from his couch during that time. He finally sought assistance after a friend learned of the problem and begged him to get help. Doctors said that he had perforations in his bowel, he had developed septic shock, and suffered multiple organ failure. That's according to the coroner, and his condition deteriorated over his stay in the ICU. The assistant coroner said, quote, the main cause of death clearly is the abdomen injury to the bowel, end quote.
It's like a script gone wrong of American Pie, like a treatment they threw out. Instead of doing the pie, it's like Jason Biggs gets it stuck in the butt.
Ooh.
And it goes horribly awry. That's a really sad story, because now the guy's passed.
That's terrible. Couldn't they call an ambulance?
The embarrassment, I mean, Shelley.
Well, yes, but death is worse.
Well, I've been putting out some public service announcements tonight, so I'm going to say tie a fishing line to it before you stick it.
Safety first.
There is that vacuum effect.
Oh,
well,
my God.
Yes,
Shelley just brought up the vacuum effect.
We will save her experiences for another show.
We have talked about this through many, many different shows.
Well,
remember who
again,
told you about that.
Tie a fishing line to it. And you might even want to get, like, the really strong spider wire. It just depends, but make sure you know how to tie a good knot. Last story here comes to us from Missouri. A man apparently went onto Craigslist, and he made a post saying he was looking for two types of animals for an erotic encounter, a dog and a goat.
Mm-hmm.
An undercover detective contacted the man by email and said, hey, I've got what you need. They arranged to meet in a hotel. When the detective got there, he discovered the man was actually a pastor from a Baptist church. And needless to say, this has had a negative effect on his career.
And his parishioners.
Yeah, he was fired as a Baptist pastor for that proclivity, shall we say. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of the program, I think. Brian Hall, Sam Steele, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are...
Come.